Begin the current daf. This tiny stuff. Lam. We're going on ma'af. We're going to test master. We can dig more. But today, the kula, and both are going leniently, which is going to explain how it's possible to rule like two tanoim that are disagreeing, that you're ruling like both of them. So this is claiming another tavayu. Both of them, meaning kedir meya. On the one hand, he's saying the ruling is like remeya. Domain that says meshchid shvad the tainus, only from meshchid till the tainus. Kershem glil. Domain also loisah shabbos levad, only forbidden that week. In other words, the ena also loisah shabbos levad kershem glil. Yes, only that week. Kershem glil. But b'davka the tainus, specifically until the tainus. But after the tainus, even though it's the same week, mutter, it's permitted. Halach kemeya. Domain the ena also loisah shabbos levad, only forbidden to the tainus. And even though if it's like a meya would be forbidden for meshchidish, but regarding that was such a Shemulilah on that week. And Shemulilah would be the whole week. And it was in Ramea. Again, it was only until the times. Now, Babak of the Shalchim Shemin Rabbi Yechon, although they sent the name of Rabbi Yechon, they claim Pesh Nemut L'chav is Mayid, that linen garments you're permitted to launder the gears is Mayid, or it means on the Shabbos, that the week that Tishba falls in that week. Kamakim Hechma Lon Mayidin Yon Ashi, but still our teacher Rashi was stringent on us. Lassus Adin Shalom L'Kaibis is a Shvur Shayiba Tishba B'Kaid Matainis, that to give our cloths to the launderer, that week that Tes B'Av would fallen before the Tainus. Now, Alaycha L'chal Tes B'Av Behe B'Shamas, but Tish B'Av fell out on Thursday. Mutl L'chabes L'sabe M'chetz Tzitzis V'Eilach, then you'll let her get the haircut and do the laundry from noon already of Tish B'Av. And they compare the Shabbos because of on Erev Shabbos, Ein L'ham Tam Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't wait till Erev Shabbos. They tell the Shabbos because of all the effort, exertions that are necessary for Shabbos. What does that mean? Like the people say, the Velt says, where it's not really two different species, but because we made in two different machines, two different pots, therefore they call it two different tafshil. Now, aval in lesser, but don't say it's forbidden lechel tavshel to eat a cooked dish or isin that you make mebitzalim and magvinim and beitzim. You make it from onions and from cheese and from eggs to say, hey, this is more than one cooked dish. No, davgav dein v'gimel oil lechel betzalim chayin. Although people don't eat raw onions because I'm even like the martzim never enough come testament out. Ochel betzalim. Someone eats an onion bishkin but maybe gets him in the morning and he dies. We hold it such. Don't say why. Shekash lechel gufa shalom kecheres because it's harsh to a person's body like swords. Even so, since you don't make a cooked dish mit on its own, unless if you don't put in either fat or something else that gives a taste, ain't it called a tafshel? It's not called a cooked dish because they less habetim to make the eggs forbidden. Should be seen the moment that you put in with them, like to say, oh, it's two cooked dishes. No, it's one cooked dish. Now, but from the cheese that's cooked in the pot, it's no concern to eat. And meaning we're saying, so you have cheese, you have eggs, and your onions. The onion's not a problem because it's not its own cooked dish. The cheese neither, because anything that's eaten as it is raw, like milk and cheese and apples, that does not have the halachic status of cooking at all, and never be permitted to eat it with that other thing that it's cooked with. And if he was accustomed to eat with 10, if he would 5, like Tess says, you have to diminish the honor of the person on such an ominous day. That salted meat is permitted. As long as not like a shlamim, in other words, it's already passed more than 2 days when it was slaughtered, where it's not like a shlam anymore, because even a shlam is only for 2 days. But even so, for us, it's forbidden to eat even meat that's salted for a long time, because we eat salted meat. And therefore, it's considered regular eating. A person also diminishes drinking. Normally, we drink 10 cups of beer or some other beverage, but yesterday, we only drink 5. But additionally, he should change his place. By that, he normally would eat. Like it was the custom of Rabbi Yehuda ben Abayi, that he would sit and eat in Erev Tishba between the oven and the stove. In a disgusting place. Again, all these things is a sign of the mourning for this ominous day of Tishba.